Blog Talk Radio.
Diamond's World. I'm your host, Diane Remberg, avid reader, award-winning literary blogger, and the founder of Diamond's Literary World, which is my footprint in the literary industry. It is my sincerest desire to bridge the love of words, sentences, paragraphs, and books with whomever has a like passion. Authors, promoting literary events, and giving innovative reviews. I would like to begin tonight's show by thanking you, the listeners, for taking time out of your day every Wednesday and sometimes Friday to step into my world, for sharing the post about the show, and by spreading the love through word of mouth. I appreciate each and every one of you. I tell you guys time and time again, without you, there would be no need for me. I want to, before we get into tonight's show, I was just led to ask everyone to say a prayer for my friend June Miller. June, if you recall, had a heart attack about 2 years ago, and he's been in a coma ever since. And and the reason why June ran across my mind yet again today, he ran across my mind a couple of weeks ago, and we did bring him up at the last event that I attended. But one of his books is free today. Or was it yesterday? But anyway, it led me to ask everyone to continue to keep the Miller family in your thoughts and in your prayers, and hopefully that situation will turn itself around very soon. I also, you know, Puerto Rico, you guys, do you see what's going on in Puerto Rico? So we need to continue to lift them up in prayer, as well as the people in the Bahamas, because we know that they have been hit tremendously. But enough about that. I wanted everybody to know that it is the end of event season for many of us. If you're in the South, you still have a couple of literary events that you will be able to attend. But for me, I'm hankering down, and I'm going all in. So the summer fun is over. I hope everyone enjoyed it. But let's get into tonight's show. Now, if you guys remember, you know that a dear friend of mine, Mr. J.L. King, New York Times bestselling author, I always have to say that because I think that we don't say it enough. We don't acknowledge our counterparts enough. And so whenever I refer to him or anyone that has that title, because it is very hard to acclaim, I do like to reference them and him as a New York Times bestseller. J.L. has brought some phenomenal people to Diamond's World, and tonight is yet another addition to that list. And I know he's somewhere listening. So, hey, love you much. Thank you for all that you do. And just thank you for being you. But my guest is actually here. He's on the line. And I'm going to go ahead and welcome to Diamond's World, Mr. James Brown Jr. Before we get into his book, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do see that our listeners are slowly coming in. Again, I want to thank everyone for taking the time out tonight to come and share with us. So, James, Brother James, if you would kindly tell my listeners a little bit about who you are.
Yes, I am James Brown Jr. from Detroit, Michigan. I am the author of the book titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?, which is also titled after my Blog Talk radio show, which airs each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am a gospel musician. I am I sing in my church choir, the church that I belong to. I've been there for 44 years. It's Greater Shelter Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. And I'm the full-time musician at the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor.
Okay. Okay. Wow. 44 years. I'm just imagining. Yeah. You know, that's almost as long as I've been on the planet. And and to know that you've been a member of one congregation for that long is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. And so what I didn't know about you is that you are a musician. So you guys, I'm learning right along with you. And that's why I love doing this, because I learn so much about, again, people in the literary industry. And so can you tell us a little bit, before we get into the book, tell us a little bit of how you went from being a musician to being an author.
Well, before I do that, I would like to also thank a big best-selling author, J.L. King. I would like to thank him because I know God connected us to Facebook.
Yes.
And he is my consultant, and my younger sister, Donetta Burney, is my personal assistant. So I thank God for connecting us as a team that we're working on my new book. But I as a musician, I started off as a musician at the age of around 11 years old. And I went into the United States Navy, where I served 8 years. I received 2 honorable discharges and a good conduct medal from the Navy. And following that, I went into government-subsidized housing for seniors and disabled people. I did that for 12 years. And somehow the Lord connected me up in the Navy. I first worked for the legal department for the lawyer on the U.S. Patrol. And then after that, they transferred me to Detroit, and I was stationed downtown in Detroit working for the journalist and public affairs office at the Met station in Detroit, Michigan. And I did not understand why I was placed to work with the journalist. It didn't come to me until God gave me this book after I had my seizure in the hospital, in the VA hospital. I had a grandma, and the doctor told my family that they should start preparing for my funeral services. This was about 30-something. Chewed out part of my tongue during the grandma's seizure, and he told my family to start preparing for my funeral services if I had another seizure. But I told God in my hospital room, I told God, just like I'm talking to you now, because that's the kind of God we serve. I told God, I cannot work for you if I'm dead. I know that you have more work for me to do.
Right.
And I came out of the hospital, and he gave me this book titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And he revealed to me what was going to be in the book. And when he revealed it to me, I was just like Moses. For those that are Bible scholars or know the story about Moses, when God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, Moses started, making up excuses. Well, you know, Lord, I have a stuttering tongue. I can't do this. And God told him, you just go tell Moses. He said, what am I going to tell Pharaoh? He said, you tell him that I am sent you. And so I was just like Moses. I'm like, wait a minute, Lord, when you start revealing to me what was going to be in this book, I'm like, wait a minute, Lord. I said, are you sure you want me to write this? I said, the people are going to get mad.
When they
get mad at me. He said, no, you just write the book. You do what I told you to do, and they're not going to be mad at you. They're going to be mad at me. So let them take it out on me, not you.
Okay.
It came about.
Right.
Give me your king.
Okay. You know what? That's a very interesting story. And wow, you know what's crazy, James? Is the fact that I didn't know that when I brought up my friend. You know, because I do feel like, you know, there is more work for him to do. And therefore, you know, hearing you tell this story lets me know that this tonight was definitely meant to be. You know what I mean?
I agree. I totally agree. God is an on-time God, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And this book, not only do this book also comes with a reflective journal with the same title. And what I do with the people that purchase this book, because I'm now sending this book to prisons around the country, so you have prison libraries. And everybody that purchased the book and the journal, I ask them, you know, it's really good to purchase the book, but you really need to get the journal also, because in the journal there's different questions behind each chapter, and you have like 3 to 5 questions that you need to answer. And I tell everybody, honestly, because you know and God knows the truth. So once you're in the journal, put the journal away for about 6 months to a year and go back and get that journal and see how much you have grown in the Lord. If you have not grown, you need to go back to Bible study or Bible class.
Yes. Yes. You're absolutely right. Now, for those who may not, and I'm just asking you for your personal recommendation, for those who may not be affiliated with a church to go to Bible class, what are your thoughts of how they can receive the word? Because some people, for whatever reason, they're working or they're, you know, they are in a hospital or, you know, they are bedridden, if you will. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm sure that some people just have absolutely no idea. So what would be your recommendation or a suggestion that you may have?
Well, I would always advise people, first of all, if you like in a situation like if you're behind prison bars or if you're in a nursing home or hospital, or for some reason you just don't go to church at all, if they start out with like television ministry, that's a good way to start. And then hopefully the Lord will lead them through the word of God, through the ministry that they're watching on TV, that will lead them to a church. But I also
suggest
people also sincerely pray and ask God for direction and ask him to lead them to the church that he would have them go to, the church that's teaching and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. That's what I would advise anyone to do. Pray and seek God for his advice and direction on what church would he want them to go to. And that's the best way that you can start.
Okay. I love that advice. And I did that because, you know, in this day and age, there's so many, there's no excuse. Almost every mega church has an online ministry. And that's for Sunday service as well as midweek service as well as Bible study. There are actually groups online that you can join. So there's no excuse as to why you can't dig deeper. I feel like some people don't know. And whenever I come across the information, I love to share it with people because, like I said, we're just in a time. There was a time when Sunday was set aside, you know, and it was actually respected as the Lord's Day. That is no longer the case.
That's right. It's sad, but it's true. This is reality.
Right. So, and you don't have to miss out. Now, I remember before there was even an online ministry, what my church in South Carolina, when I was in South Carolina, what they would do is they would record the service, and then, you know, it was available for purchase afterwards, you know. But like I said, nowadays it's so easy. Like, you can go to church on your phone, your tablet, you know, wherever you are. There is no excuse for why you cannot commune with God's people and be in his presence.
And that goes to what you just said. That reminds me of what the scripture says, what Jesus said, greater works we will do. And he already knew, he foreknew that we were going to have social media, where we
yes.
can reach millions of people at one time. He already
yes.
knew that. So that's why he said that I'm going back to the Father, and greater works that you all will be able to do. So
right.
there's no excuse, really. There's no excuse, because guess what? There's going to be no excuse when we all stand before God and give an account for our lives,
for
our doing, our best. We all going to be judged by God. So there's no excuse.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Wow. And just so everybody knows, James called me last night and we were talking, and I was like, we pretty much just go with, you know, where the Spirit allows us to go. And like I said, the direction that it went into tonight, I had no idea it was going here, and I had no idea when I asked for prayer for June that you would be sharing. But it just encourages someone and lets someone know that all things are possible. God is a healer. I've tested him, tried and true, and I know that I know that I know that I know.
I'm a witness. I can say the same thing. I'm a living witness myself. I'm a testimony. I'm a living testimony. I'm a walking miracle. And people don't believe it, but, you know, people that know me, they know that I had the seizure, and guess what? It damaged all the nerves in my left arm, and it stopped right at my wrist. And so I can still play the organ, and I can still play the piano. Even though my arm
wow.
hurt, and the nerves are damaged permanently, I've seen all kind of neurologists. They say your nerves are damaged permanently. There's nothing we can do. There's no medication we can give you. So, but I just live with the pain. I sing in the choir, and I go at my church, and I go pray for other churches, funeral homes sometime, and I still claim healing in the name of Jesus. I said, even though I know I'm feeling this pain, I still claim that I'm healed in Jesus' name, because he can change it in the twinkling of an eye.
That's right. That's right.
So I don't use that as an excuse not to serve God.
That's right. That's right. That's right. There is no excuse.
No.
None. No. That is absolutely remarkable. Tell me, how has the book been received?
When it first came out, it was received very well, because I did two book signings at my church, at Greater Field of Faith Baptist Church, and then I went to North Carolina and did a book signing there, and over through a TV media there, and I had it in about four different Bible books here in Detroit, Michigan, but they're not going as well as I thought they should go. But, you know, the timing is not right sometimes, but not, I think, because of my upcoming book, I'm jumping ahead of you, but because of my upcoming book, that's going to give this book more exposure.
Oh, okay. And you know what? Sometimes it may not, you know, you thought that the book would have done better, and in some cases, like you say, timing is everything.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, when it is received, it will be received wholeheartedly. Sometimes it needs to be placed in the right hands, and that person will get it out to who it needs to get to. But I'm a firm believer in this. If it gets to one person,
that's all it
just
takes.
One, that's all it takes.
A thousand can say no, but just one can say yes, and that's it. To open that door, the floodgates be open.
That's it, and your job has been done. You know what
that's
I mean? Because
it's not in vain.
That's right. There you go.
Because, you know, I noticed on Amazon, they have all these five gold stars. Every time I check it, they got five gold stars. People were marking on it. And, you know, certain worldwide ministries have received it, and some of them are actually preaching on it. And I said, but you know what? That's all right. God has his time set, because it was not written in vain. The people
that's
that have
right.
received it and read it, they love it. They said, this book should be on the bestsellers list.
Wow. And, you know, when JL, you know, talked about it, I was like, wow, you know, he said that he doesn't read too much inspirational, but this one moved him.
He told me the same thing. He sent me a message and said, wow, I'm reading this book fast. He said that the part about faith really touched him, and that made all the difference to me. That it was worth it. It was worth writing.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm gonna say this, you know, our journey and our ministry, because of course, you know, your music is your ministry, but the book is a part of your ministry.
Exactly.
It takes time, and you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, so I believe that, you know, if you just stay steadfast, some people, you know, they get discouraged and they put it down. No, continue. And then you will be amazed. Speak it into existence. You know that they will be contacting you, you know, and I'm speaking it for you.
I will be contacting you.
Absolutely.
I received it in peace.
You know what I mean? They're going to want to talk to this man who wrote this book.
That's right. I received that.
Absolutely. You know, I look at just life in general and certain things. I look at this show. I look at my brand. You know, I was talking to someone this morning. The brand is almost 5 years old. I never imagined I would be doing the things that I'm doing that morning, that, you know, that Thanksgiving morning when I said, let me just try something, you know. So just continue. Be encouraged. Anyone that is around him, continue to encourage him. You be encouraged, because sometimes, you know, it's about the team that you have around you. And if you have a team around you that's supporting you, you know, and pushing you, they are actually ushering you into your greatness.
Amen. And you know what? A best-selling author, J.L. King, and my younger sister, my personal assistant, that's exactly what they are doing. They are really pushing me, and they are really pushing me regarding my new upcoming book, and I'm so excited about it, because it's going to be even greater than the book titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?
All right, so now let's use that as a segue. You've mentioned your new book a couple of times, and I want you to be able to tell us about that, because I do have a copy of the current book, but I want to know about the upcoming book. Tell us about that.
Yes, this upcoming book, it is my personal mission to reach out to many teens and young adults to be able to help them on their journey. It's also my desire to be a part of each one of their faith walk in the Lord. So as they pursue their own personal legacy in the world, that's my journey through this upcoming book, which is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media, A Guide, Teens and Young Adults Between the Ages of 13 to 21.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to deal with different subject matters pertaining to, like, bullying. Because some kids are being bullied in school. They're being bullied at home, even in the church. Some children are being bullied even in church. And so the subjects I'm going to be dealing with, I'm going to be dealing with, teen pressure, why teens find it hard to stay alert while they're in church, and why some teens don't go to church at all. You know, how do you deal with, for those that may not have a father in the home, how do you deal with not having a father in the home? How do you deal with your friends on social media, and what do you really discuss and talk about on social media?
I like that. And, you know, I have one teenager left, but very interesting topics. But I've always been a firm believer. You meet the youth, the teenagers. You meet them where they are.
Exactly.
Touch on that for me a little bit, if you will.
Excuse me? Meeting them where they are, because I see so many, because I deal with so many churches, not only by being a musician and singing in a different choir. I used to be a youth director at my church. And I pray for the school department at my church. So I deal with the children a lot. And so I listen to what they are saying. Then I not only listen to what they're saying, I watch them while they're in church. And I watch what they're doing while they're in church. Even while I'm on the organ playing, I'm watching the youth. And most of them nowadays, they're not really focused on the service at all. They are either on their cell phones, playing games on their phones, or they're actually asleep in church. And so I even question them a lot. Why do you come to church? And they tell me, some of them tell me a lot, it's boring. I don't get anything out of the service. Because today's youth now, they're not like we were when we was growing up. Today's generation and millenniums, they are really looking for something that's going to reach them and like you said, reach them where they are. Because a lot of the messages that some pastors are preaching are messages that are going over their head and they cannot relate to them. So they find it boring. And they find that there's nothing for the youth to do in church. You don't have no activities for the youth to do. In most churches, they don't. Unless you find a large mega church that have, you know, a teen ministry or a youth church. We have a lot of those in Michigan. Well, they have a separate church for teens and for youth that they have their own services. And you, when I go over there and watch those teens and youth and the youth ministries, they are really involved. Because the young pastors, they can relate to them, and they're really reaching them where they are. Not inside the ministry, but in their social life as well. And that's so important.
I was going to say that. They offer, and some people say it's a compromise. It's not a compromise, but what we're doing, because we know that the streets are not safe for our youth. What are some activities, some fun activities that we can do to keep them near a safe environment?
Some of the youth ministries that I've been watching, they have so many activities during services, but during the week. They have basketball
Saturdays.
They have football games. They have chess tournaments. They have different things for the young ladies to do. They even have movie night. They have a night for just general conversation for the teens and young adults so they can open up and discuss what's on their minds and on their hearts. And that's a lot of things that some churches just do not offer to the youth and teens.
And you know what, James? Okay, so let's stay here for a minute, if you will. And again, I'm speaking as a parent. And I do see the need. And some of the things that I've witnessed, like you said, let's get there's some activities for the girls where I've seen they have a night where, they may have a half an hour or an hour. They separate the girls from the boys, and it's an open, closed door environment, but they can come and speak about things that they are going through as, young adults, which may pertain to dating as a Christian teen,
peer pressure,
and
about Christianity at large. They I'll hear a lot of young people, they get in their little groups and their little huddles, and they talk about, what did you learn in church today? And so that's very important too.
Right. And then, I've seen them bring the group together and then discuss it, we're throwing some ideas out there because there may be some people listening again that may benefit from this, and it may be, a ministry that they want to start in their church or in their community. Have a fishbowl, and have them to write down their various questions, and then it's something that you can discuss, letting them know, with parent approval, because some parents don't like certain things discussed. They feel like it's their job, making sure that it's okay. But these are things that people need to talk about. I've my children have always said that I've had an open relationship with them, and I pride myself on that. But not every child had that, and I know that because a lot of their friends came to me, and they're still coming to me. And I was as the aunt, so even if you serve as that, to a teen, that is a ministry because they need that. You know,
right.
Well, let's get back to teaching these girls how to be women.
That's right. How to be young men, the young boys, how to be men.
They need mentors.
They need more mentors.
Exactly. You need to court a woman. I had a young man say to me not too long ago. He's an older man. He's a little older than me. But he said, you know, in my day, if you were going to take a young lady out, you had to get out of the car. You had to go to the inside and meet the parents.
That's right.
You know, and then take the daughter out. You know,
that's
if
right.
you come and you blow your horn and she come running out, what
those days are over. In some families, those days are over.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you were saying is very true, because at my church, and I know that at a lot of churches here now, they're starting to have what they call sleepovers.
Lock-in sleepovers.
Oh yes, and sometimes they would have like mentors that would, you know, one or two adults that would be there. The kids were, of course, going to be alone. They would have some like chaperones there. But the kids, they brought their pillows and their pajamas,
right.
and they had food
right.
and stuff on them.
Right.
They watched movies, and they gave them
right.
a chance to really converse with one another and
right.
open up about what they're going through.
Right. I feel like we helping somebody tonight, James. And that's why I know that second book is going to be just as powerful.
I hope because
you're reaching a different audience.
Exactly. And James, what I do now with your second book, I make sure that, like you said, Bob, the permission slips. I have permission slips for the parents to read over. And I talk to the parents and the children first together. Then I ask them. I don't just go and throw it in their face and say, this is what I want you to do this. I need to get the parents' permission first. And most of the parents I talk to already at different churches, they just looked at the title there. Oh, yes, I love it. They said, yes, give my child that question in.
Yes, because they know that there's a need.
Exactly.
There's a need there.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes across the board, not just for one race of children. It goes across the board for all races. It goes for all of them, because most teenagers nowadays, a lot of them are hurting in all races. If you sit back and watch them or listen to them or see them on TV, they will start telling you about what they're missing in their lives, what they want in their lives. All you do is just pay attention to what they're saying.
You're absolutely right. But you know what? What you said is accurate, but I think it went over somebody's head. See, sometimes you have to stop what you're doing and actually listen to what a child is saying to you.
There you go.
My children, I don't know when it started, but when I'm in the kitchen cooking, that's when my children come around. And it's almost like, you know, they want to tell me about their friends in school or just friends in peers. You know, and I used to be the mother who would be like, get out my kitchen while I'm cooking. But I noticed that was the time, that was like our commune time.
And you know what, my mother raised nine children by herself. My mother raised nine children. She was married, but for some reason, they ended up getting a divorce. But my mother, we were small children when he walked out and left us. But my mother raised nine children, five girls and four boys. And that's what she taught all of us how to cook. And when we would be in the kitchen one-on-one with her, that's when we would start opening up to her and telling us our different experiences.
That just, you know, further lets me know that we need to take it back to the, you know, to the good old days.
Yes, we do. Yes. Because we're losing too many children to suicide, bullying, and peer pressure. We're losing too many children at young ages, and that they're not reaching their full potential, and they're not fulfilling their God purpose in the earth. They're going to the grave with their God potential. It's going to the grave with them.
And parents, please do not take offense to what I'm about to say. Pray over your children, because that spirit of suicide is a demon.
Yes, it is.
It's a demon. Okay, the dark forces have attacked our children. James, when we were growing up, it was called the dozens. Everybody cracked on everybody.
That's right.
Nobody was safe. And you laughed about it. You chucked it up. you know, you came back the next day even harder.
These That's right.
children, they're being laughed at. They call it bullying nowadays, and then they want to go home and commit suicide. That's a demon.
Yes, it is.
Pray over your children every single day.
Yes, yes, Lord. I agree wholeheartedly. That's what my mother did with us. The nine of us, she prayed over us constantly. She would be walking through the house at night. She thought we were sleeping. I would hear her praying and crying, praying to the Lord, watch over my babies.
You have to. You have to.
You can't stop. Especially nowadays, more so than ever, it's needed really today.
Absolutely.
He is not playing. He don't care how young you are. He don't care what your race of color is, your nationality. He's come, like he said in the Word of God, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he don't have no respect for a person who he can't.
That's it. You know, again, I hope somebody is benefiting from tonight's show. And I did not expect this to go this way.
Well, that's how the Lord works. And I love how he works. Because the same thing happens on my show sometimes. I have a lesson prepared or I have a guest prepared on the word to deliver God's word. And it's going in a total different direction.
Yeah.
That means
you
let the Lord have his way.
That's right. That's right.
And that way he gets the glory.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this before we get away from it. Tell everyone how they can connect with you. I'm going to allow you to do that again at the end of this interview. But I know some people may just be coming in. They're like, who is this guy? So I want them to be able to, you know, to connect with you.
Yeah, I can be recently. You can go to my website, which is www.jamesbrown1558.com. Dot Wix site, that's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host.
Okay, and if you would, when at the conclusion of this show, if you would just put that in the comment section underneath the post, that way, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also on Instagram. Tell them your Instagram handle.
Oh, I am on Instagram. I don't have a. You can just go into James Brown, and you will find me on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Okay. And, so let me help you out on Instagram. You're James.Brown1558.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's probably your assistant who did that, but I just realized that. Yeah.
It's such a blessing to me. I thank God for her. I thank God for all of my siblings.
Right. So we want everyone to be able to connect. And then I know that you are in Detroit. And
yes.
So there's weed everywhere, but how is it in Detroit?
To be honest, if we have the same problem that every major city has pertaining to their youth. A lot of youth, like we say, they're lacking parental guidance. They're lacking mentors. We do have some that are, God-fearing. Not to say that they're not all God-fearing, because some of them are, because I deal with them. I see them a lot. But I say that we do have a lot that needs to be under the guidance of someone that is God-fearing, that constantly, who knows the Lord, and who is in a Bible-based church where the Word of God is being taught about Jesus' death, birth, death, and resurrection. That's where a lot of the young people are. That's what they're missing. And when they see their parents not just going to church, but taking the church, that's how we was raised. My mother didn't just send nine of us to church. She went with us. And when we got to church, we had to get in an auxiliary. We either sang in the choir or we was on the usher board. We didn't just go sit on the bench. We had to get in church. And we was also in church all day. Sometimes we would go home in the evening after the morning service. And she said, don't mess up those clothes, because we're going back to church for the YWPU, whatever they called it back then, the evening service. So we would be in church all day on Sunday. And some kids cannot stay in church for an hour. They bored. I see them laying across the bench on the bench, sleep in service like they were sleeping in the bed at home, doing service.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the parents, like, you sit next to your child, and you see your child sleeping. He's tired. Well, they wasn't tired when they was up playing all night last night watching TV and playing with their friends.
Or in their video game.
The video game. These are kind of things that I observe, and I address by being a youth director.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. I'm just amazed by tonight's interview.
I would like to say, you know what? When your listeners go to my website, they would be able to go to my website and they would go to my book, click on the part where it says books, and they would see all the different other books that God blessed me to write. And not only this book, but one of the other books that I wrote is titled "Are You Scattering God's Flock?" And that book deals with exactly what we were talking about regarding children in church playing on video games, children sleeping on the benches while doing services going on. So that book deals with that kind of stuff. And then another book is titled "God, the Universe, and Man," subtitled "How We Are Connected." Now that book's really, God sure enough gave me that book. So I know a lot of people are going to be very interested. That's going to be a very, very interesting read to people that buy that one.
Oh, okay. And so, again, this is something else that I'm just now finding out about you. So you do have more books. So how many books are in your catalog?
I have five. That's four on the website, because my first book was I wrote a book for pertaining to the military, for young people that's going into the military. Because, like I said, the military is not for everyone, and you don't want to go in there and mess up your life by getting a dishonorable discharge. So I wrote a first book titled "Considering the Military, How Do You Rank?" That book is not on that site. That's a totally different book altogether. And so now my book number seven is what I'm working on now. The book titled, it's got on Instagram, "Finding Faith on Social Media for Teens and Young Adults."
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, it sounds like you have a vast audience, and you have a book that would basically meet any need.
Yes.
And so I would encourage the listeners to go and find one, just one, and start there. Now, let me ask you this. Are they available on Amazon as well?
Yes, they are. When they go to my website, the website I just gave out, when they go to that website, that's when they click on the books, and they will see the books, and then right below the books, they say buy, and it takes them right to Amazon.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good to know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so thing is connected.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. That is phenomenal. That is absolutely phenomenal. James, we have about 10 more minutes left in the show. I'm just
going
to be quiet, and I'm going to just let you go.
Okay. But I appreciate the time, and I really appreciate what you're saying, and you giving me this opportunity, because I'm really, really excited about this new book titled, you know, "It's God on Instagram, Finding Faith on Social Media, a Guide for Teens and Young Adults," because I would like to reach out to your listeners, too. I would like to get their feedback pertaining to this book. I'm sure that a lot of them have teens. If they can reach me, they can go to my Facebook page, James Brown, and click on JamesBrown1558@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook, too. I would like to know their feedback pertaining to this upcoming book, because I'm generating a lot of information from parents and from the children. And also, I have a questionnaire. It has like 15 questions for the each teen to answer. And I'm going to go through all the questionnaires from the teens, and I'm going to use a lot of them to put in this new upcoming book. And
okay.
So I want to get a lot of feedback from your listeners, too. Again, I can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and they can also go to my radio, Blog Talk Radio show, which is titled blogtalkradio.com, Servants, Ambassadors, Vessels. Again, blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/servants, with an S on the end, ambassadors with an S on the end, and then vessels with an S on the end. And I can be reached there also because they can give me feedback and comments through my Blog Talk Radio show also, which is also titled after my book, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And so being saying that, it goes back to what you said about your children when they come in the kitchen while you're cooking. I just give high praise and glory to God for my mother, our mother, the late Patricia Ann Brown, Patricia King Brown, who's now resting in heaven. And I can't believe she's been gone for 13 years. But I thank God for her because he knows what he's doing. When he planted the seed for us to be born into the world, he knew that she was going to be my mother. And he knew what she have instilled in me, and not only me, but my siblings as well. And we are doing great things for the kingdom of God. And I thank God for her because she led us to Jesus Christ by her being an example of taking us to church and getting us involved in church and getting us involved in Bible class and Sunday school. And she would read the Bible to us and she would pray with us at home. And she would not only do that, but she would be watching over us and praying over her children. And because of her and my grandfather, who more or less helped her raise us, Mr. Frank Brown Sr., he was more like our father. So he was involved in taking us to church, too. That was so important to me as a little child, watching them take us to church, and they was involved in church as well and made us get involved in church. And we was learning, and then we learned about Jesus Christ, who he is, and we learned that he is our Lord and Savior and our soon-coming King, and he is the one who died for all of us. And he paid our sin debt with his own sinless blood that we can all be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father. And when we do sin, that we can be forgiven, and that's through Jesus Christ to be forgiven, and that way we can get back on course and fulfill our God purpose that God has ordained for each one of us before the foundation of the world. Even our young people, don't take it lightly that you're just here. God has you here for a purpose. It's not by mistake that you are here. However you got here, you're here. And so God has you here for a reason. He has a destiny on your life. And if you don't know what your God purpose is, and I tell even seniors, it's kind of funny. I played for a church for 19 years at one particular church, and I would go down there and set up the church services before it started. And this lady had to be about 80 years old. As I was setting up the chairs and putting up the hymn books, and I got on the organ and started playing. She said, she was the only one there before the service started. She said, baby, I don't know what my God, I don't even know why I'm here. I said, excuse me. I got off the organ and went back to her, looked her in her face. I said, excuse me, ma'am, what do you mean you don't know why you're here? I'm just here. I said, how old are you? She told me how old she was. I don't know my purpose. I said, listen, honey, you are still breathing. It don't matter how old you are. As long as you are still breathing, you need to ask God in sincere prayer, pray and ask God to reveal to you what your God purpose is. And guess what? He will reveal it to you because he wants you to know what it is, because he wants you to fulfill it for his glory on earth.
Right.
So I tell even young people that I meet, you're not, they sit around like they, and some of they, like they, their minds are wondering why I'm here. Why am I here? I do the same thing with them. I get them one-on-one and just talk to them just like I'm talking to you. Why do you think you're here? I don't know, they say. Some of them say, I don't know. You know what you need to do? We need to pray. We're going to ask God, reveal to you in his own way so you can be able to understand what your God purpose is, because he wants you to know. He wants you to fulfill it so he can be glorified through you, even as a young adult.
You know, and let me say this, I heard this some years ago, and I always share it with people. You know, woe is the man who gets to the end of their days and realizes that they did not do the one thing that they were created to do. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Could you imagine getting to... and I'll use that young lady as an example, getting to your 80-something year, and you may find yourself, you know, okay, I'm in my last days. You were created to do something, and because you did not get connected, tap in, to, mm-hmm. you know, to the higher power.
That's right.
You missed the one thing that you were created to do.
That's right. That's right. Do you know, I have prayed for senior citizens on the deathbed, and, mm-hmm. and they got saved. I'm not giving myself any credit or glory. I just thank God for the people that led me to those people, even on the deathbed. But in their last days, I would pray over them, and they would accept Jesus Christ. And like you said, they even though they accepted Jesus Christ in their last days, they still didn't fulfill their God purpose.
Right.
They just happened to get saved before it was too late.
And they were just existing.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
But we have too many young people that God has so much in store for our young people today. And maybe some young people just don't have no clue or no idea as what God wants to do through them. And that they can leave a powerful legacy for God's glory.
You're right. You're so right. You're so right. Oh, my gosh, this was so awesome. I don't know if anyone has a question for James or myself, but if you would click the one, I'll be happy to bring you on. We would just love to hear from you. But if not, I hope that, you know, please know that you were not here by accident. You were here.
That's right. Amen.
And if you took just one thing away from this interview, then it was a successful night and our mission was accomplished.
Amen.
Okay. So, James, with that being said, I'm going to allow you one more opportunity to tell everyone how they can connect with you, and then we're going to conclude tonight's show.
Amen. I want to make sure I give them the website to my where they can order my books and they can see my upcoming events. My website is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. Or they can find me on Facebook at jamesbrown1558@yahoo.com, or they can reach me on Instagram.
Okay, and that's at james.brown1558.
Same, right, exactly, 1558@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And then finally, they can go to my Blog Talk Radio show, too, if they want to leave a comment there, if they want to listen to my show on Blog Talk Radio, which is also titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, which airs each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They can go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. Some people do leave me comments and feedback there.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm definitely, now that we are connected, you are stuck with me. And
likewise. Thank you. I appreciate that. Likewise.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to seeing where this journey will take you. Now, I do want you to know that I will be posting a review. Just stay tuned. I'll drop it in your inbox when, you know, up so that you know. And so you can take that and share it and encourage other people to go in and leave that review as well, because that's how, you know, Amazon uses that to start to spread the word a little more.
Okay, I sure will. And also, when you do that, I would also put my website, my connection, also under the post that you're going to submit.
Okay.
I really appreciate you and taking the time out to interview.
Absolutely. This is what we do. Again, this platform was created so, you know, for authors such as yourself to come and share, you know, your catalog, your books, and your upcoming everything with us. So whenever that new book is released, feel free to contact me and we'll bring you back on.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you once again. And once again, I'd like to thank our best-selling author, Brother J.L. King, and also my young assistant, my personal assistant, Vanetta Burney.
Yes, thank you so much.
Can I give a shout out to my bishop? Can I give a quick shout out? Can I give a quick shout out to my bishop and church? I'd like to say a hello to Bishop James A. Jennings, my bishop and shepherd at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, and also my Greater Shield of Faith Church family, and also Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and the Morning Star Baptist Church family.
Okay. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.
And Bishop, please continue to do what you're doing, because this was phenomenal, and I know that it comes from an excellent head. So, again, I thank you. And I don't want to tell you good night. What I will tell you is until next time.
Okay. Exactly. I accept that. That's right. That's it. All right. Thank you so much. You continue to be blessed and keep doing the great work you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. For everyone who is still on the line, thank you so much once again for calling in support of James and myself. I am going to go ahead and conclude tonight's show. And again, just continue to pray. Continue to pray for our country. Continue to pray for General Miller and the Miller family, Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, anyone that may be experiencing a personal attack. Just pray, because prayer changes things. With that being said, I will go ahead and conclude tonight's show. I thank you guys so much for all of your love and support. I thank you for the kind words that you share with me each and every day, whether it be in person, whether it be a text or just a simple message on social media. I see them all. I acknowledge them all, and I appreciate them all. So keep them coming. Thank you for your support over on YouTube. And if you have a platform that you would like for me to support, please let me know, because it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us. So let's continue to support one another. Until next time, thank you for sharing my life. Good night, guys.
Good night. You're still my